Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's a distinction. A priest goes from man to God. He represents man before God, where a prophet comes from God to man with a message from God. You see the difference? So when Jesus was on this earth, he came as a prophet, as a message from God to man. The very word of God, he was here. He is now in heaven today. Boy, I wish I have to move on. I have so much here. Jesus Christ became the high priest on the cross of Calvary. When he offered himself, he was a sacrifice, and he was a sacrificer. And that's not good English, but that's what the word propitiation means. He not only became the sacrifice, he was the one who offered the sacrifice. So at that point, Jesus himself became qualified to become the high priest. His office work did not actually come into effect until he ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand throne of God. Are you following? But when he was here on the cross of Calvary, the whole time before then, you never saw Jesus offering a sacrifice. Why? Because he didn't have any sin. There was no need for him to offer sacrifices. He had no sin. He was a sinless one, holy, undefiled, separated from sinners. When he was on the cross of Calvary, he still was not a sinner, but yet the Bible says, and I still can't fully comprehend it, the Bible says he became sin for us. It did not make him a sinner, but yet he became sin for us. Can you explain that? No. I just know what the Bible says. Can I just dwell on that a minute? I dwell on this week again, and I had these pauses trying to comprehend these great, tremendous truths. That Jesus Christ, though he was a man, and we're going to look at this in a minute about infirmities and all, he was tempted, he was tested, yet without sins. And we read last week, yet in all points he was tempted, yet without sin. The lust of the eyes and the flesh and the pride of life, all of these came not from the Spirit, because he's perfect, he's holy. He could not sin. If he could sin, then he could not be God. But he took upon him flesh. And I read this again this past week just to kind of clarify things. Actually, y'all believe I make mistakes? Who said always? I made a statement last week that I said it, and sometimes I said, I shouldn't have said that, but I kept going. I made a statement that when Jesus said, heal thyself, the Pharisees said, physician, heal thyself. Another statement, I said, they said, thou art not yet 40, remember? After I said that, I said, no, that wasn't right, but I kept on going. They actually said, thou art not yet 50. He's 33 years old. He said, thou art not yet 50. That opens up all kinds of, I don't want to say, surmations or whatever, surmises and all. But I just know what the Word of God said. Why did they not say, well, you're not yet 30, you're not yet 40, you're not yet 50? Because he was he had a robe of flesh on. And I wanted to finish these 10 verses real quick. But when he would grieve, I believe it affected him, his visage, if you understand what I'm saying. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think he was all old, wrinkled, had to use, what's this, some of you ladies use these I'm getting myself in trouble. I'm going to leave it there, get the wrinkles out. Botox, get the wrinkles out. And he didn't use, but I'm telling you, I believe it affected him his visage. I'm not being a heretic, but for some reason, thou art not yet 50. And his message was from God to man. Let me move on. Verse number 2. Again, speaking about that high priest. Not Jesus, but a high priest. Who can have compassion on the ignorant? The word ignorant literally means not to know. And as men of God, we ought to have compassion upon the people who don't understand, who don't know. Amen, preacher. I try to apply this to my life. Danny and Temple, all these other guys who are preachers, Damien and all. When we deal with people, we have to understand they are not where we are spiritually. They don't understand truths like we. So that's what he says. Who has compassion on the ignorant? Don't mean they're stupid. It means they're uninformed. They don't know. And so the priest, when the people would come unto them and they do stupid things, they say stupid things, the priest would have compassion upon them because of their ignorance. And again, it's not the word they're stupid. It's that simply not to know. And then this next phrase, on them that are out of the way. That's an interesting word, out of the way. Again, the phrase out of the way literally means that they have strayed. They're no longer in the way, in that path of righteousness. They were there at one time, but now they are out of the way. I call it reversionism. They've not lost their salvation. Again, remember, Paul is talking to those believers who have not strayed. There's a lot of these believers, these Jewish believers, who went back to the temple, and they are out of the way. If you get the thought, okay? Out of the way. And the high priest were still to have compassion upon them. Whoever it is, whether they're in the way, out of the way, the point is, even if they're not agreeing with you, okay. There's a lot of people who don't agree with me with a lot of things. I can't understand. I'm always right. But even if people disagree with me, I'm still to have compassion upon them. Those that are out of the way, those who may not understand it the way I am. I have something written in my Bible in the very front of it. God has the right to use those people who don't agree with me. Let that sink in. I wrote that down in front of my Bible. God has the right to use those people who don't agree with me. Just because you're not a landmark, independent, missionary, fundamental Baptist doesn't mean God cannot use you. If this was all we had, who said we're in trouble? We are in trouble, Dr. McAllister. If this is all God's got, we're in trouble. There's a lot. Remember the disciples came to Jesus? Jesus, do something about those people over there. They're not with us. You got to stop. Remember that? You got to stop them. They're not eating with us. They're not in our group. They're not our company. And Jesus said, will you hush? Leave them alone. You know, basically, if they're not against us, they're for us. Leave them alone, you know. That's the same thing I've learned as I'm getting old. You can laugh or not. Used to, when I was young, I was critical of everybody. You know, young guys, young preachers, man, Danny, we were critical of everything. Are y'all following? But as I got a little older, it's not a matter of compromising at all. It's a matter of compassion and understanding and loving. Never forget when Daddy, of course, so much, and I mentioned this just recently again, mentioned yesterday at the funeral. The older I get, the more I think about Dad and Mom does that mean you're getting old when you start remembering? Okay. I remember thinking about Daddy years ago when he said, as he was going out the door, an older lady, I'm thinking about somebody like Dolly. Dolly's a wonderful lady. She wrote me a letter this week. Dolly, thank you. And she don't mind me saying this. I'm glad when people write me letters. And Ronnie writes me letters, you know, and I appreciate that. They're listening. And she had a question about my sermon Sunday, which tells me she was probably the only one who listened Sunday morning. She wrote me a letter. But I picture somebody about like Dolly going out, and it wasn't Dolly, it's an older lady, Daddy said, and said, Pastor Lanier, you've become mellow, and you're quite mellow in your old age. Well, Daddy went home, said he went, looked up the word mellow. He said the word mellow means overripe, nearly rotten. So I may be mellowing in my age, but there's a difference. We're so good at criticizing other people and all. Well, the priest understood that they have compassion. And again, I'm not talking about compromising. On them that are out of the way. For that he himself, again, this is not speaking about Jesus. He himself is also compassed with infirmity. The old saying, boy, you think you got problems. I got problems too.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.